Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here we go. Getting underway with the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show, Friday edition. And, of course, that means it's still the free-for-all, the all-skate. So whatever topic you feel like discussing is fair game here on Friday. And as always, your contributions to the program, text-wise and on the phone, are invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here's the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. As we get going with yours truly, Bob and the Bobettes. Yeah, that's right. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right. Of course, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, making sure the trains run on time, screening the calls and all of that good stuff. And little Annie back in the news center with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew. And you are a part of it, of course. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, how can R. Kelly face 70 years in prison or just probation? That's a good question. I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on the radio. Bobby, that person talking about hospice earlier forgot about all the morphine they pump into somebody. I've seen it with my own eyes. Sickening. Now, Bobby, you mentioned the newscasters. Not sure if it was on BSNBC or the Collusion News Network, one or the other, and they were talking about George Washington being from New York. Instead of course, the state of presidents, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Bobby, in point of fact, George Washington was born at Pope's Creek, Virginia Colony. There you go. Bobby, my stepson is in 12th grade. That would be senior year, right, Moneypenny? Didn't even know who George Washington was until I told him. The Obamacation system is worse than I thought. Bobby, could you please clarify that you are unable, due to Federal Communications Commission regulations, to not be able to wish my mom, Linda, a happy 78th birthday? Yeah, it is. It's right there in the FCC rules. I've got it right here in front of me. Right there. It says I can't talk to an individual on the radio. So. But happy birthday. If I could wish you a happy birthday, I certainly would. I believe that that catches me up. Bobby, when the new tax laws, the Trump tax cuts were passed, people got more in their payroll checks. Is this the reason they are getting less money back in their tax refunds? Well thought out. That is exactly the case. To the phones we go, and our leadoff batter here in the bonus hour today is Chris, who is in Easley. Hi, Chris, and welcome to the program.
How you doing, Bobby?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Well, look, your friend Laura Cunningham prompted me to call in. I want to try to get Christians to start becoming salt and light, more like they are supposed to be. Roe v. Wade's finally morphed into infanticide.
Yep.
And I will be in front of the Peace Center. Laura's going to be there, rain or shine, and maybe several other people. I'm just trying to encourage a few other Christians to come out and make their presence and their objection to this awful, horrible thing known tomorrow. I'll be there between 12 and 1 o'clock for about an hour.
Right.
I'll have a sign, and it'll read, "Legal Infanticide is here. in New York, Illinois, Vermont, perhaps Virginia, in South Carolina, question mark. Is it coming? Or it is coming. Yes, it is coming. So I want to make people aware of that. So
yeah.
If you could help me out on that, I'd appreciate it. And look, are you going to try to make that banquet that Laura said invited you to?
Yes, for Piedmont Women's Center.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have not had an opportunity, Chris, to look at my calendar, but if there's any way that I can make that, I certainly will, because that's an organization that I certainly support their efforts.
Well, I will be there, and if you have any questions about what I've just said, just shoot, and I'll try to answer.
I appreciate that, Chris, and thanks again for spreading the word about this.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks, sir. God bless. Hope you have a good weekend. Bubba is next up. Bubba is in Sugar Tit and wants to talk about one of my favorite politicians. Hi, Bubba. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, she's your girlfriend, isn't it?
Yeah, there's rumors that, you know, we had a thing back in the day.
Well, you're just one of many.
Yeah.
I sent it to Tara and everything else. I just can't ever catch where I've lost at, where I'm lost at. I'm sure someone's answered this, but I don't know what it is. And that is why Nancy Pelosi raises all this cane about the wall, yet her own house has got a big wall around it.
You know, it was...
I brought that up.
Yeah, it's funny. There's a woman who's a conservative activist, and she took a number of people, about half a dozen people, that she claimed were, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, undocumented immigrants. And they climbed over the wall at Pelosi's, her palatial estate out there in California, and camped out. Because, of course, you know, it's a sanctuary city. So they said, well, hey, you know, this is as good a place as any.
There you go. Grass is mowed anyhow.
Yeah, well, cops showed up and evicted them, which... seems to me, you know, is in violation of their constitutional rights. Don't illegals have constitutional rights? Isn't that right, Bubba?
It just sure seems like it lately, Bob.
I know it.
That's what I wanted you to do, straighten me out, because I thought I was sure somebody had brought it up.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard.
Well, that's what we're here for, Bubba, to make sure that you get the factual data.
Well, that's what I figured, boss. Man, you have a great weekend, boss.
You too, sir. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. This is good. All these Democrats, it's like the clown car. You know, and they used to have Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, and they get the little clown car that shows up, and then about a dozen people crawl out of it. That's what all the candidates for the Democrat presidential nomination are looking like. One of those, Amy Klobuchar, on Friday, today, is now facing fresh accusations that she belittles the people who work for her. A new report relaying a bizarre allegation that she berated a staff member who failed to bring her a fork with which she could eat her salad. This is in the paper of record, the New York Times, the Gray Lady. According to the newspaper, the aide who neglected to get plastic utensils for Senator Klobuchar, progressive Minnesota, committed the affront at an airport while traveling here to South Carolina in 2008. Klobuchar not only chastised the aide, but reportedly proceeded to eat the salad using a comb from her bag. Ugh. Then handed the comb to the aide and instructed him to clean it.
What?
Yeah, that's probably what I said. There's a classy individual. There's somebody who belongs in the White House. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more as we cruise on here in the Friday free-for-all. Yeah, we're still slaving away here over a hot microphone and computer terminal at 6:21, Bobby Mac Show. Friday free-for-all, and we're in the bonus hour here in on the text line. Bob, Senator Klobuchar, and I know I spelled her name wrong here, sounds like she studied at the Hillary Clinton School of Class and Etiquette. And another texter said, sounds like Amy has the disposition of Hillary. Bobby, it's Girl Scout cookie time. I found out recently they support Planned Parenthood Never buy any of those again. Oh, I mentioned that that conservative who goes around doing things that progressives hate. Laura Loomer is her name. Laura Loomer. Bobby, what was the state of South Carolina's cost for the drag queen story hour? Well, make no mistake, it's not the state that's paying that. It's going to be citizens of Greenville County. There were over 50 police cars at drag queen story hour. 20% were state troopers. $50,000. Just under $50,000. And I believe I actually am caught up there for the moment, and that allows me to go to Greenville and bring in Don here on the Bobby Mac Show on Friday. Hi, Don, and welcome to the program. Don, may I recommend you turn down your radio, otherwise you're going to be really confused because we operate on an eight-second delay.
Hey, Bobby.
There we go. Yeah, turn down your radio, Don, or you're going to be really confused with it coming back to you through the radio.
Okay.
Yep.
I got it.
There,
hey, Bobby,
you go.
I wanted to say one little thing about George Washington, if I could.
Yes, sir, you may.
I've done a lot of reading about this, and important things about the birth of George Washington. He was born in 1732, and the Great Awakening took place, the first Great Awakening and revival in America took place in 1725.
Mm-hmm.
So he was born just about 7 years after the Great Awakening, which to me always meant that he heard the gospel. You know, a lot of the anti-God people always paint him as a deist.
Yes.
And there couldn't be anything further from the truth, because a deist believes that God created everything and then he just turned it loose and let it go. And he's unconcerned about it. But the thing that's very convincing about Washington's life is he was a great man of prayer.
Yes.
He believed in prayer. He believed that God answered prayer and that God protected his army and God gave him victories. And during very difficult times, he would oftentimes set aside and have a day of prayer and many times called for a national day of prayer, you know.
Right.
And that always meant a great deal to me. I have the books of Douglas Southall Freeman. He did the life of George Washington in 7 volumes. Really, really a good set.
Yeah, he's a great writer, or was a great writer, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing about it is, I would like to encourage people to read more, to get back into the old books. Now, they're antique, and you have to find them, you know, in some antique bookstore. But anyway, to encourage them to read about the life, because, you know, we really owe our freedom and our liberty, and the United States of America would have never been had it not been for George Washington.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
I just want to throw that out there today, because that blessed my heart.
There, I mentioned the other day, you know, because the opening theme music that we use for the program each day is the main title theme from the miniseries about John Adams that was on HBO back about 2008. Very stirring music. And there's a great scene in there where Washington is about to be inaugurated as our first president. And he instructs someone who is around him. They were going to do it on the balcony of the building in New York where he was sworn in. And Washington sends one of his aides or someone back inside to get a Bible so that he could take the oath of office by swearing on the Bible.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, Bob, there's something else that I think is really important, and I think a lot of South Carolinians don't know. I had to learn it, but the thing of it is, you know, if it hadn't been for South Carolina, we would have never won the war.
This is true. Yes.
You know, and I saw a great big brochure that it was turned out by the state of South Carolina, and it said that there were over 210 skirmishes and battles fought in this state in the Revolutionary War.
That sounds right.
And I made it my a great hobby of mine, or a great interest, let's say, in my later years, to go around and visit many of those sites, to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't easy to find. They're not marked really well because, you know, the vandals will get in and destroy them if they mark them very well.
Right.
But anyhow, I went around and visited those, and they are so available. Parents could take their kids out there and study. You know, there's, and I would go through, I had an RV, and I went out there, and I would go to a battle site like Cowpens,
right,
or Kings Mountain,
mm-hmm,
you know, or Winnsboro, or all those different places. And I'd spend a couple of days, and I'd go through the museum. I'd walk over the ground, and I would get the books after going through the books available there. And I built a library from that. And, boy, I would really, I was blessed so much from that. And I would encourage the parents here in South Carolina to do that with their kids.
Yeah, absolutely. But make sure that they understand. Make sure they understand the history and the blood and sacrifice that was spent in the founding of this nation. Don, I got to run, but I thank you very much for the call. I've mentioned a number of times, I was blessed to have been born and raised in Arlington, Virginia, right outside the nation's capital. And in his youth, George Washington was a surveyor. And near my home, I stumbled across one day a small piece of concrete that had been set into the ground. And I stopped and I looked at it, and I swept off some grass that was over it. And it was a surveying mark that had been put into place to mark the demarcation between, I guess, the two counties or something else that Washington was surveying. And it said on the top of it, G. Washington. And I was amazed that it didn't have some sort of marker around it to signify the historical significance of that. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Friday. Yeah, we got a long train running, all right. Training rain and thunderstorms for, most of this week? Holy cow, they're saying now, as you heard in the forecast, that by Sunday p.m., maybe we might actually get a little bit of sunshine back in here, which certainly would be a relief. 6:37, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bob, an interesting trivia point, about George Washington. Washington received his third degree in Freemasonry at a lodge in Charleston, South Carolina, shortly before he became president. That was back in the days when it would take many years to take the first three degrees. Bobby, a freaking old commie Bernie Sanders will never be the president of the United States of America. It's bad enough to have had those Clintons and Obamas. Speaking of Bernie, now that he has tossed his balding pate into the ring for 2020 Democrat presidential nomination, we are being re-experienced, if that's the right way to put it. We are seeing brought back some of the brilliance of Bernie from his younger years, because he's always been, look, Bernie can call himself a Democrat socialist all he want. He's a commie, all right? His honeymoon was spent in the old Soviet Union. And Bernie's never shied away from his embrace of a hard left agenda. But now he is facing some renewed scrutiny over a catalog of comments he made in the 1980s praising the Soviet Union, offering advice to Nicaragua's socialist government, and even saying bread lines in communist countries were a good thing. Here is the young Bernie Sanders praising the commie system.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
Yeah, said the guy who has three homes. one of which he just paid more than $500,000 for in Vermont. This next one is where he praises the Soviet Union's palaces of culture. Go ahead, Bernie. Tell us all about it.
It's also fair to point out that when we were in Moscow, for example, I think most of the people here also were extremely impressed by their public transportation system. The stations themselves were absolutely beautiful, including many works of art, chandeliers that were beautiful. It was a very, very effective system. Also, I was impressed by the youth programs that they have, their palaces of culture for the young people, a whole variety of young of programs for young people, and cultural programs which go far beyond what we do in this country.
Yeah,
we went to a theater in Yaroslavl, which was absolutely beautiful, had three separate stages.
Wow.
Where cultural programs are put on by professional actors and actresses, including a puppeteer area. And the cost, the highest price of the ticket that you can get, was the equivalent of $1.50.
Hmm. I'm Jane Sanders, director of the youth office. And as Jim said, we're echoing each other. The city was beautiful. We were astounded with the openness, the optimism, the enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, that's because you were Americans visiting the Soviet Union, and everybody that you saw was controlled by the state to tell you what a terrific, wonderful place it was while they were busy starving to death, the ones that weren't shipped off to the gulag. Jeez. Quote, instead of compartmentalizing their lives into a job and hobbies, it's all interrelated and all under the banner of community involvement. Yeah. This is the workers' paradise that Bernie envisions for all Americans. I think the Bobby Mack semi-professional players put this together the other day. I've used it once, but may as well play it again. It's the official unofficial campaign ad that we put together for Bernie for president.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. Our campaign is about racism, sexism, yep, homophobia,
right,
religious bigotry, and all forms of discrimination.
Go get them.
I'm running for president because a great nation is judged by how it treats the billionaires and nuclear weapons it has. The United States must lead the world in militarism, authoritarianism, and global wealth inequality. So here is my question for you.
Okay.
Will you stand with me as a pathological liar, a fraud, a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, and someone who is undermining American democracy in an authoritarian direction?
Sure.
Together, we can create a nation that leads the world in the sale and distribution of assault weapons. F*** you. I hope you'll join me.
Thanks, Bernie. Bernie did not approve that message, by the way.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Boy, great to hear from Bernie and all his plans for all of us. We have seen all kinds of blowback for various corporations that have decided to dip a toe in the water of political correctness and social justice and all the other causes that they have. Here's a guy who may live to regret going down this path. Joe's Music, Willoughby, Ohio, is now telling supporters of President Donald Trump, don't come in our store. Shop someplace else. Is Joe aware of the fact that at least half of America thinks Donald Trump is a great guy and that he's doing a terrific job as president? You really want to take a chance on losing half of your potential clientele? Joe's Music, which sells instruments, makes repairs, and teaches lessons, I bet they do, in social justice, posted their new policy on their Facebook page Tuesday afternoon. The post said, and I quote, "Dear Trump sympathizers," not supporters, "sympathizers, I am truly sorry. However, I feel unclean and dirty accepting money from you. Please politely shop somewhere else. Sorry, I would rather starve and close the store than participate in wrongdoing. Many blessings to you. I hope you understand. The owner of Joe's Music declined an interview with the local Fox station. Well, Joe, be careful what you ask for, as the old saying goes. Bob, interesting. My fifth great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, John King, was a personal guard to George Washington. Mr. King is buried here in Spartanburg on a little plot at Spartanburg Gun Range. Wow. Bobby, with Bernie back in the race, about time to break out the ant and the aardvark sound bites, or even the Jackie Mason sound bites. Yeah, we used those in 2016. The ant and the aardvark, the old cartoon, sounds just like Bernie Sanders. Just like him. Quarter before seven here on the Bobby Mac Show. Still have time for good news. This one has a nice touch of irony in today's good news story. Share that with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show in the closing minutes of the bonus hour of the Friday free-for-all bonus hour. Yep, the clock is definitely ticking on this edition. 6:50, 10 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Frankie Goes to Hollywood in the background. In on the text line, Bobby, FYI, Girl Scouts does not support Planned Parenthood. They are not affiliated with them at all, from Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate that. Bob, every conservative in the world should go into that man's guitar shop. Well, it's John's music store. Everybody should go in there and buy a single guitar pick while wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And if he refuses a sale, well, let's just say, fine, John, here you go. Let him eat cake. Ba-ba-bum. Bobby, the man was sent into battle with 100 soldiers. His horse was shot out from under him. He went and got another steed, and it was shot out from under him. He and only two others survived when he was fighting for the English in the French and Indian War. He would go on to become our first president. Bobby, sounds to me like it would have been a great time to rob a bank during the drag queen story time. All the deputies apparently were busy. Gotcha. Okay, I mentioned today's good news story. It kind of has an ironic touch to it.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
So there's a 26-year-old guy in Philly by the name of Talib Adams. Stole somebody's laptop and cell phone back in January and took off running. But he was not running quite fast enough because he happened to run past three members of a running club. Who says that there is no sense of irony or sense of humor, for that matter, in life?
One wants to get to class on time that badly.
We remarked at how fast he was, and then somebody else came huffing and puffing up a few seconds later, yelling, "Help me, this man has robbed me."
It was sort of a shared look, and then it was like, well, we gotta do what we can. We're a running club.
Machinery pouring dirt, and then there's concrete going here, and big hammers going up and down, and the construction worker going, "You can't go in there. It's a construction site."
I introduced myself in a very weird way. I said, "Hi, my name's Natalie. I'm from the running club. We're in pursuit of a suspect right now." And this is not something that we afterwards really felt like, oh, that was a great idea to do. But at the end of the day, I think we were able to help out a little bit. We're really putting the crime fighting as an asterisk of our resume.
It's probably been the biggest adventure we've had to date.
Yeah, very nice. Nicely done, guys. Kyle Cassidy, Natalie Herbert, and Samantha Oliver. They were the members of the running club that meets at lunch three times a week. At first, they were impressed with the robber's speed. Kyle says he was probably running close to a 7-minute mile pace, but then he started huffing and puffing, And so they continued to chase him. Tlaib, the thief, was pretty gassed by then, tried to hide in some bushes, but he took off again when he heard him searching nearby. So the members of the running club chased after him again, but ended up, the thief ended up tearing one of his calf muscles. You got to remember, you know, if you're going to steal somebody's laptop and run off with it, stretch first, okay? Luckily, he's okay. Turned out the construction workers called the cops, who showed up just in time to arrest this guy. Runners say it probably wasn't the best idea for them to go after him, but they added it was, quote, the biggest adventure they've had so far. So, nice. The moral of the story, I guess, being, of course, if you're going to steal something and do a snatch and grab, don't do it while members of a running club are watching the action and decide to run you to ground, as they say. Of course, the Oscars are this weekend as well.
This Sunday, it's the Academy Awards. See people walking on red carpet wearing sparkly overpriced gowns and tuxes. Check out facelifts and Botox in all their glory.
Yeah. Good and bad.
The Oscars, hosted by...
Well, okay, so there's no host, but there will be presenters.
Listen to speeches that only last 30 seconds before the music starts playing them off. It's the 91st Academy Awards. Hour after hour. Movie after movie.
That you probably haven't even seen. Can someone wake me when it's done?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'll find something else to do. Hope you have a great weekend. As we always do, we wrap it up with Satchmo. See you Monday. God bless.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.